And in a federal court yesterday, Texas financier Alan Stanford pleaded not guilty to charges that he bilked investors out of $7 billion. A federal magistrate set his bond at $500,000, but he's still being held while prosecutors appeal his release on bail. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Alan Stanford was brought to the federal courthouse in handcuffs and orange clothing, a stunning fall from grace reminiscent of another titan of the Houston business community, Enron CEO Kenneth Lay. While not the Fortune 500 powerhouse that Enron once was, the Stanford Financial Group had carved out a proud place in Houston, Antigua, and parts of South America. Three other Stanford executives also pleaded not guilty. Alan Stanford has been charged with 21 counts of fraud, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice and faces life in prison if convicted. In court, a bank examiner testified that more than $1 billion was unaccounted for. Prosecutors argue that Stanford was a flight risk who could possibly access millions of dollars to flee the country. Stanford's attorney, Dick DeGaron, argued that Stanford hadn't tried to flee the country, even though he's known for weeks that an indictment was pending. The lawyer pointed out that the complex case could take months to prepare and that it wouldn't be fair if Stanford was incarcerated and unable to meaningfully assist. In Antigua, Leroy King, that country's former chief financial regulator, surrendered to face charges that he was an integral part of the scheme. He's alleged to have accepted $100,000 in bribes to look the other way. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.